We're in Siman Lamed Beis in Hilchas Tefillin. We're up to Sif Mem. We will be doing Sif Mem and Sif Mem Aleph. So the Mechaber says, Or Habatim Mitzvah Lasoso Shachor. There's a mitzvah to make the leather of the batim black. Now, mitzvah means that it's lechatchila. Many poskim say that this is even b'di'evid, that if it is not black, they are not kosher. Now, what do you make it black with? The Mishnah Berurah says to use something that has no thickness. In other words, you should not be placing a layer, saying something like a piece of paper. You should not be putting a layer on it. You should just be using something that is coloring it and nothing more than that. So, for example, when the batimachers went ahead and put a layer on in order to do the ribua, that is not what we had in mind. It's got to be that the leather is perfectly square and then you cover it with ink that has very little thickness. Certainly not something that you can peel off as a separate layer. Next, charitz shebein bayis labayis tzorach shiagia an hatefer. The separation between the two batim, that groove where if you can put a knife, say, between them, should reach the base of the tefillin. It should actually reach the base, which is the sewn part of the tefillin. Vimlo higia kshera, whereas if it didn't reach all the way, then b'di'evit it is kosher, with the condition, v'hu shi'e nikr ha-charitz k'dei shi'e dalad rosheha nirin lakol. It's got to be very clear that you have a charitz there, so that even though they don't go all the way down, but it's got to be clear that as soon as you look at this, you realize that there are four batim here. Now the Mishnah Berurah here discusses the problem that if you glue them, then that may be considered that they're one bias. If you don't glue them, they're going to spread apart and you won't have your ribua. So what do? This is where he suggests that you put glue only on the bottom of it. Since the charitz b'di'evit does not have to reach the bottom, even if we're going to paskin, that devik is chibur and it's considered as if they're connected there, since they're only connected on the bottom, it will not pasul. Now, ideally, because the Mishnah Berurah brought up the problem before, where if devik is not a chibur, then if your tefillin are made of several different pieces of leather that are glued together, then you don't have tefillin of or echad. So what you have to say is devek chibur. So then if you glue your four batim together, what you're doing then is calling them one bias rather than four. Ideally, he says that you should really see to it that your tefillin are made of one piece of leather. That way, you have the leeway of putting some devek in between the four batim. Even so, you're better off only putting glue on the bottom and not the whole way up. So just in case the halacha is devek chibur, we would not say you have one bias, but you actually have four batim. Now also, it says that the four rushim have to be near in lakol. Once again, it's got to be clear that those charitzim are the natural ones, and not that the batimacher coated the whole bias with leather or some other material, and then went and scratched out where he thought the batim should end. It's got to be that what you're really seeing is the end of the bias, and not just covering it with glue or leather. Mem Aleph. Orach v'rochav habatim v'govhan ein lo shir. There is no shir to just how big your tefillin can be. Your tefillin can be as big or small as you want. That is what the Mechaber says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there is the Go'onim Shita, that the tefillin should at least be 2 etzba'os by 2 etzba'os, the width of 2 fingers by 2 fingers, at least that amount. There are some who say that up to an etzba by an etzba, but if it's already that far, if you've already hit the etzba, then it'll be pasul. That would be a step below the minimum. It's got to be at least a little bit more than an etzba. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that ideally it should be somewhere between 2 etzbos and 4 etzbos. If it's too big, there's the fear that the bias is not going to sit in its proper place. If it is too small, we have the shita of the Gaonim that it should be 2 etzbos, so it should be somewhere in between. He also raises an interesting issue. We find in the Gemara, it says that there is room on your head for 2 pairs of tefillin. Mokom yesh barash laniach shnei zugos tefillin. You can have 2 shalrushes on your head. But the Gemara says clearly that there is not enough room for 3. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if one day you put on a pair of tefillin that is tiny, another day you will put on a pair of tefillin that is 3 times the size of those original ones. You are going against the Gemara. Because if the smaller one was kosher and the larger one was kosher, then you would have room to put three pairs of tefillin on your head. How could the Gemara say that there's room for two and not for three? So at least don't contradict yourself. See to it that you never put on one day a pair of tefillin that is so small that it will be a third the size of what you put on a different day. Actually, once you already hit more than two, you've got really have problems. But certainly it should not be one to three. The ideal, once again, is somewhere between two and four etzbos. This way you have room comfortably for a pair of tefillin to sit where it belongs entirely, where not even part of it is going to be out of place.